Like, imagine if you had, like, grabbed a bat by its face.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most podcast. My name is Matt, and hey, Skyler, how was your week?
It was terrific. Thank you for asking.
Just want to make sure we got that out of the way.
Yeah, well, it was full of work, and my car keeps dying because one of the cords isn't properly attached to the battery. But
okay. And Andy is here, too.
Yeah.
Andy,
I was
how
actually,
was your week?
If you weren't going to say anything, I was going to be like, whoa. Skyler.
Got a hive mind going on here.
Well, next week you might be hit it up for... Is that even a fucking word? Next week you'll be hit up to buy a new car since Sleeper will be here.
Oh, right. That's true. Yeah, he'll push a car on you.
Yeah.
He'll push a car on you. When you're laying down, he's going to push a car on top of you.
Hey, you want a car?
No, but yes, Sleeper will be here next week to help us kick off our holiday spectacular.
Yay!
Which is coming up next week, guys.
I'm excited.
Oh.
Pikachu's doing a little dance.
Oh, yeah.
We just got done recording the Christmas special that will be out on December 25th.
I am actually really excited about
it. Oh, so we're not going to lie about doing that live then?
No, I've already said we're not doing it live.
Fuck it! We'll do it live.
Damn. All right.
I always wanted a shirt that said that because there's a picture of just Bill O'Reilly raging. And it's like, we'll do it live!
Yeah, but so the spectacular's coming up. 18th will be episode 22. The 19th, we'll have our reboot commentary. Let's see, the 20th, we'll have the retrocast. The 21st, we'll have the director's cut. The 22nd will be the year in review. The 23rd will be the best of episode. 24th will be the pranks. And 25th will be the Christmas special.
Yeah! Nice. What the fuck are you, is Pikachu suckling your nipple?
No. That sounds like a solid lineup. I hope everyone tunes in for it.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear him either.
And if you don't,
then what are you doing?
What the fuck?
Yeah. You can listen to one of our regular episodes, but not the super. We actually had some.
Yeah. We put effort into these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly that.
Probably a lot more effort than we do with this podcast.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's actually some stuff on the cutting room floor. This isn't just like, we'll slap this together and then put it out to the public. No,
Your hat just reminded me of Charlie Cornazzo. He always wore his Panera hat outside of work.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't...
Cut, print, gay. Also, the streaming will be next week. Today, as of this recording, so Sunday the 11th, I defeated the Elite Four.
Nice, how'd that go? Did they give you any easy? All right,
yeah,
cool.
It was easy.
Did you use Geodude at all?
No, I did not.
Wait, that's not even part of your fucking party then.
I weaseled out.
You
Slowpoke wasn't in the version that I downloaded, so I used that as a crappy excuse to choose my own party.
You dickhole.
You guys didn't even watch.
I watched. I watched the Articuno.
Yeah, guys, I didn't just stream like every week for 2 months. But show up once, yeah.
Hey.
I was there every time.
I would hope so. There's sometimes I'd jump on and then you'd just be standing there and I don't know if you were like just looking at something else or doing something else, left the keyboard or something.
Well, sometimes when I stream for a long time, I'll be like, okay, I'll be back everybody and I'll go get a drink or something like that.
Well, I jumped on there and I was waiting for about 2 or 3 minutes and then you weren't your character wasn't moving. You weren't saying anything, so...
That'd be hilarious if someone's watching and then the game pauses and then you see like a pop, like the window pop up and it's just porn. You just forget your stream and you're like, yeah.
Sometimes if I know I'm going to be gone, like if I have to actually go do something real, like for longer than a couple minutes, I'll play like an episode of the podcast or something.
Ooh.
I won't go through an entire episode, but you know,
that's clever.
It'll go 10 minutes or so in.
Nice.
Yeah, but Monday is, I'm trying to remember these off the top of my head. Monday the 19th, I will be streaming Wolfenstein 3D and Doom.
Yep.
Yeah. Which will be awesome. And I made sure all these work, so there's going to be no hangups.
I'm excited for Doom. I can even watch that game. I love that game.
Doom is fun. Yeah. Yeah, I was having a lot of fun.
Doom is a good game.
Yeah, and then Tuesday I will be streaming NBA Jam and NFL Blitz.
Can't go wrong with Blitz.
NFL Blitz is tough, man. So, I was playing it and I couldn't win.
What?
I won one game.
What was the computer on?
Easy. Dude, they deflect all my passes.
Hail Marys?
That's why you do some running games and just fucking juke left and right
all the
time. I do
some running, but it's like, it's 30 yards for a first down, and I'm getting like 5 yards each time, so I'm having a tough time getting first downs, but I'm getting there.
Yeah. First, you're down.
Hail Marys. That's all I run.
Yeah, well, they still get swatted down.
I guess.
There's defenders out there.
Not when my friends are playing.
And then Wednesday, I'll be streaming a couple Mario Karts. Mario Kart on the Super Nintendo and Mario Kart 64.
Would your internet be able to handle it if all three of us were to say, like, install an older game and we LAN it and then stream it?
Like Quake or something like that?
Yeah, Quake or like Quake 2 or
It handled it. Well, it handled me and Leaper playing Civilization 3. I think the biggest problem is it would be the streaming computer, not the internet. I think the internet will be able to handle it.
Hander.
There you go. It's going to handle it really good. But the computer will be able to handle it.
It's a pipe dream until Matt gets his better computer.
8-core.
Well, I'm gonna upgrade this first.
8-core destruction of doom.
Yeah. But
we'll call it like the Death Box 4000.
Now, if we play something like Civilization 3, I know we can do that. What about
Command and Conquer? No, Command and Conquer's land fucking sucks.
What about that Chex Mix game?
This is a Chex Mix game?
Yeah, it's like a first-person shooter Chex Mix game.
What? Right. I was at my original thought was Unreal Tournament.
No, it was back in 95, 96? No, later than that. It was like 98. Mm-hmm. It was a computer game that came in a box of Chex.
I sort of remember that.
And you had, like, it was a first-person shooter Chex Mix game.
I sort of remember that.
So we could play that.
Let me get through the streaming schedule real quick.
All right.
Sorry.
Thursday, I will be streaming Cool Borders 3 and Twisted Metal 3. And I got to be honest, I was playing Cool Borders 3. I don't remember how the fuck that game works. Because I'm like, I keep falling and stuff, but we'll figure it out.
How about Twisted Metal?
Twisted Metal. Yeah, it was Twisted Metal. I still got it. It's like riding a bike. Riding a bike with rockets on it.
And machine guns. And a giant clown head.
And then, of course, Friday the 23rd. It's going to be, we're going to plan on streaming it for a long time, try and beat the thing, but all of us are going to be playing Super Mario World.
Yeah!
I'm excited.
I think I actually might bring a chair this time. Like, I'm going to make a reminder.
Bring a chair.
Yeah. And leave it here.
It should be pretty fun. And then, of course, Saturday and Sunday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, and December 25th, Christmas, if you guys didn't know, I will be streaming Oregon Trail 2.
Yeah!
All right.
Not go wrong with Oregon Trail.
No. And dysentery.
You should. Man.
How many people can you have in your party in Oregon Trail?
I think it's five. Yeah.
Five? Okay.
What are
number four and five going to be?
I think on the first run, it's going to be Mandy Camacho and Leaper.
Okay.
And then, I mean, they're going to keep changing. Eventually, if I have enough viewers, I'll be like, hey, who wants to go on this one?
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you're listening to this and or watch our
stream,
yeah.
Twitch.tv/3hitcombo.
iPhone app for free. Watch it on there.
You should definitely ask to be in a party.
Yeah.
You gotta ask X. I mean
if you're in watching the stream and just at any time say, hey, I wanna be in the next one. And I'll
use
fit
the
you
promo
in.
Code BALLSACKMAGOO. We'll know.
The secret word to get in.
Yeah, we should make a secret word.
Hand banana.
Hand banana. Okay. If you come into the stream and type hand banana, it doesn't matter how you type it, just get hand banana in there. I will push you to the front of the line.
Which also means that you've listened to us, and congratulations. We love you.
And you've passed our test.
And obviously, Andy and I are both ineligible.
Yes, yes. Members of the podcast are ineligible. Wouldn't that be fucked up if I was doing it? Because I'm streaming. I'm like, hand banana, hand banana, hand banana, hand banana. I'm like, I am in four of the spots.
Fuck you all. Matt, Matt, and Matt 2.
But yes, should be great. Oregon Trail is always fun.
I love the music.
Yeah.
It's so just old. Like the saxophone or whatever the hell it is has that awesome echo in it and it's going and...
Where you load up the game and goes, yee-haw!
That great old echo.
All right, guys. I'm going to start off with the gaming news.
I'm ready. You ready, Scott?
Let's get it started.
Let's do it.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
All right, first up, everybody. Yes?
Oh, I was going to interrupt
you. You were stopping
because
me.
The Duke Nukem. I saw it at Walmart or something for $8, the new Duke Nukem.
Oh, my God. I'd
yeah.
buy that.
Yeah, I was like, $8? I'll do it after Christmas. It'll be cheaper.
$4.
Yeah. I'll get it for $4.
Okay, first up, Shigeru Miyamoto is not stepping down at Nintendo.
Oh, sorry.
There was word earlier in the week that he was stepping down to work closer with newer developers.
Isn't it now he's just setting it up for when he retires or something like that?
This article doesn't say, but it does say that he's not stepping down from his position, but he is also, in addition to his position, going to work more closely with developers.
Oh. I saw like the headline somewhere that he was like preparing, so it's not imminent, but like he was just getting things in place for when he does do it.
Well, I mean, he is pretty old.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
He was born in 1952.
Oh my God, he's old.
Yeah, nice. So he's got to retire.
He looks pretty good though. Like age-wise, he looks.
Yeah, he does.
He just looks like he's kind of stressed a little bit all the time. Whenever I see him, he just looks a little stressed.
And he shouldn't be stressed anymore. If you made Mario and Zelda, and like, those are like endless holes you can go into and create games out of.
Hey, what you doing today? I think I'm gonna have Mario start
two
collecting
other endless holes.
The dollar.
No, he laughed.
I didn't laugh.
It doesn't say both. Both of you have to laugh.
Okay, well, that's a dollar in my court. All right. So if you step on my ball court.
This is my house.
It's true. It is my house.
Get the fuck out.
All right. Anyway, you're saying something about two holes.
No, I wasn't anymore, actually.
Onward.
Okay, first up for, I guess we have two stories of PS3 and then 360 derping out.
All right.
First up, we're going to start with PS3. PS3 Skyrim lag problems unlikely to be solved. There was a problem with Skyrim where if you play for a long period of time, the game lags and skips, which Skyler? I actually saw at Skyler's house.
Oh, yeah. Well, they fixed it to where it wouldn't lag as much with the new update that came out right after Thanksgiving, but it does still do it quite a bit. And
is it bad? Like the lag?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it'll be enough to where it'll actually stop the game and you'll have to turn off the PS3 and reset. But it's not like if you play and your file is really large anymore, it's if you play it for like 2 or 3 hours.
So, like, per se, I play it for like an hour and a half, restart the game, I'll be fine?
You should be. I mean, there's...
Isn't that what it was? Was just the file size in the current game was getting too big?
If you got over 6 megabytes, it started lagging really hard.
But if you were to, like, restart the disk or something, they would, like, flush out the cache or something?
I think so.
Well, what Bethesda is saying, it's due to PS3's divided memory resources.
There's been a lot about that.
Yeah, and actually New Vegas had the same problem. And they had an update which actually removed some background things, some objects from New Vegas to reduce the problem. Yeah. But they didn't say anything about a fix. They just said, oh, here's an update.
Yeah. So, I mean, the problem was fairly solved, and it fixed a few of the glitches that I ran into, like some rocks that were halfway done.
Are those naked guys we saw?
Yeah, I have yet to see them. That dragon's still flying around, though.
Really?
That first dragon,
it's
died, but it's still flying around.
Have you seen
really?
It?
Really? Hold on. So it's like a flying skeleton?
No, it's not a skeleton. It's still like a regular dragon, but what's weird is it'll like fly... And then it'll, like, I don't know, for lack of a better term, it'll, like, drift.
Yeah,
it'll fly backwards.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the flying skeleton. I'd be like, we gotta get a video of this, damn.
I was just gonna ask, have you seen any flying backwards dragons? Because I guess in the newest patch, that's what it fixed, was backwards flying dragons.
I've seen one outside of that one. That one just didn't ever go away. It's still there. Like, I can see it inside cities and stuff. And it's really high up and on the side of a mountain, so you can see it for a really long ways. But there was one dragon. It looked like its head was coming out of its ass. And it was just kind of like flipping around. Like, imagine if you had like grabbed a bat by its face, how its wings would flip over like a lot. That's what it looked like. And then it would just kind of shoot backwards. And then it would look at me and then fly away while facing me. It was weird.
All right.
It's flying back like, come at me, bro.
Yeah. Why don't you follow me, huh? Huh? Yeah, you're running. You're making the distance between us bigger. Come on.
All right, and now on to Xbox derp here. Indie developers are unhappy with the new Xbox dashboard update. The dashboard, which a lot of people say it's very nice, but it takes 17 button presses to get from the home screen to indie developers page.
Wow. Oh, I thought you were going to complain about, I saw after the update, all Xbox apps have to have Kinect. They have to support Kinect.
All Xbox apps have to support Kinect?
Yeah.
Like
I don't know about like the indie games, but if someone, like Hulu. Does Xbox have Hulu Plus? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Netflix. Netflix will have to support anything that's kind of like, will have to support Kinect.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds dumb. I'm going to have to read an article on that. Right. That seems really stupid, actually.
I'll email you one.
Okay.
Going back to the Xbox derp, that's one of the potential names for the new Xbox system. Yeah.
Well, you see, the indie developers are all, they're upset because it takes so many button presses to get to where their games are. But really, they should be happy because the one that was left on the cutting room floor is that you would have to actually send Xbox a letter and then they would send you a code to get in to indie developers. That's a joke, guys.
Okay. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. You guys, good read on that one, guys.
You're so funny, Matt.
You go. You do the podcast. You want to switch places? You do the stories.
You wouldn't give up the soundboard.
You're right.
Don't even joke.
No, of course I won't joke because no one.
This is all so serious.
No one picks it up.
We just
go on. Come on.
I love both of you.
You guys are the bastions of comedy here. Come on. I love Fill the void, Skyler.
You just
come on.
Assume that.
Do it.
You just assume that we know what's the story, what's not the story. When you look at the screen, I don't know what you're reading. So,
so when I mentioned writing in a letter, you didn't catch that as a joke.
Nope. PS3 had the same thing where you had to write in the letter for the TOS, so I figured it was similar.
I'm just going to go with you're retarded on that one.
Okay. Derp.
Derp. But anyways, it takes 8 button presses to get to arcade games and games on demand, and 17 for indie games. Also, Xbox released a tutorial on how to get to the indie games, and if you have to release on a tutorial on how to use your new setup, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
You know, I still really like the Blades. I was a fan of the Blades.
I thought the Blades were all right.
And then the dashboard right after the Blades, when they just announced the new Xbox, yeah. That was nice.
The new Xbox experience.
Yeah. Now they're up to like the new Xbox.
No, they've only had 3. They've had updates to the new Xbox for like patches, but they've only had 3 different actual format changes.
Does that include Blades?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Blades, they start off with the Blades, which I liked, but it seemed like, I don't know, it didn't seem like it was very like,
I thought it was
interactive.
I thought it was a lot faster than when the new Xbox came out. Because I remember sometimes I'd hit the button and, like, I remember Blades would be like, whoosh, instant. Yeah. But then the new one, I'd have to, like, click and be like.
See, that was also one of the main things that sold me on the PS3 over the Xbox 360 when I was finally getting my next gen. Mm-hmm. Was just, I saw both of their interfaces for, like, the main menus.
Yeah.
And the PS3 just seemed like it was more laid out. Like it was easier to get
to stuff. I do like that cross media. Except it seems too cluttered now with like shit they're adding.
Oh yeah, like the TV video channels and
that,
whatever.
And the like I don't know why the fuck on the games selection thing they have the PlayStation Store there.
Yeah.
There's like 3 other things that have the PlayStation Store in their selection.
Yeah. But there's some things that they can take out, but I like how it's all like kind of folded out, easy to get to stuff.
I remember hearing a rumor that they were going to redo the XMB like 2 years ago, but I guess that never came about. Mm. Oh, well. Things happen.
Yep.
Oh no.
On to the next
almost
one.
Closed everything.
Oh. Well, that's the end of the podcast. Bye, guys.
Gearbox is still working on Duke Nukem Forever because they're releasing DLC.
Why? It's $8 now.
So for the four people that are still playing it, the Doctor Who Cloned Me DLC will be out this Tuesday, actually, December 13th.
You should just give up and put more work on Borderlands 2. Because that's what I'm looking forward to.
I don't know if I'm going to get Borderlands 2 right away like I did with Borderlands, but
it's definitely on there. It's going to be on my like to-buy list, but not right away to-buy list.
Yeah. I mean, it looks cool. I like the gun midget or whatever.
I guess they're looking for live actors that they're going to put in the game. Like
digitized actors like the old Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. They were looking for actors for the Siren Lady from the first game.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
All right, guys. So last night from this recording, December 10th, was the Video Game Awards presented by Spike, which is a great production, but they're completely out of touch with their target audience.
How so, Matt?
Well, their first nominee or first award was the Best Action Adventure Game, which was presented by Brooklyn Decker.
Who the fuck's Brooklyn?
Exactly. Egg fucking exactly.
Was she hot?
I didn't watch, but I believe she's...
To the internet.
Isn't she that lady from The Hills?
Yeah.
I don't know, but... Was Paris Hilton there? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. Why is she on the Video Game Awards?
Yeah. Did she do, like, a voice or something?
She just presented Best Action Adventure Game.
Was Samuel L. Jackson there? Because he always seems to fucking be at the Video Game Awards.
I don't know. This doesn't say anything about it. But anyway, the winner of Best Action Adventure Game at the VGAs was Batman Arkham City.
Nice.
So, yeah. And then, right here, Hulk Hogan announces... What's up? Who is it?
That's the Brooklyn Decker.
Oh, nice.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot, but...
Yeah, it has no relevance.
Doesn't make sense. And then Hulk Hogan revealed... And, again, all these games were revealed together, like, quickly. Like, here's what we gave away earlier. These weren't focal points on the show.
Oh, really?
They were just thrown in there, like, and all these ones. And there's a lot of them, so here we go. Best PS3 game was Uncharted 3. Best graphics, Uncharted 3. Best Wii game, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. Best motion-controlled game, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. Best fighting game, Mortal Kombat. Best independent game, Minecraft. Best handheld game, Super Mario 3D Land. Best song in a game, Bastion. Best downloadable game, Bastion. Best original score, Bastion. Best individual sports game, Fight Night Champion. Best PC game, Portal 2. Best multiplayer, Portal 2. Best DLC, Portal 2. Best voice performance from male, Stephen Merchant. Best voice performance from a female, Ellen McClain, both from Portal 2.
Yes, Stephen Merchant.
Portal 2 had the best multiplayer?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was a good multiplayer. The co-op,
off Steam.
The co-op was cool, but really?
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Well, wasn't it one, I believe 50 Cent Bulletproof won Game of the Year 1 year? On the VGAs.
Oh, no.
No, it got original story or something. Something very dumb.
Maxim Magazine rated it above Bioshock.
Yeah.
There you go. So, yeah. I mean, I feel a lot of votes can be bought when it comes to these games.
Yeah.
But Portal 2, I was thinking, like, maybe to get, like, one award, maybe two.
Yeah.
But.
Really? Best multiplayer? I'm still, like, maybe Gears of War 3 or something. Or... One of the big blockbusters.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
and then Charlie Sheen came out.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh.
Ooh.
To announce the best shooter of the year, which...
Skyrim, right?
Come on. I mean, this is a big production. What was the biggest mainstream shooter of the year?
Call of Duty
Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah. Is that what it got?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Not necessarily a bad choice, but still.
Yeah.
You knew they weren't going to go anywhere else with it. Okay, like Dwight Howard and Jonah Hill were in a commercial together, all right?
Yeah.
That was going to be...
Yeah, and Sam Worthington. Avatar was in that.
And, of course, Game of the Year came down to the nominees. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception. The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Portal 2. And Batman Arkham City.
Wow, so none of those big shooters got on there.
Mm-mm.
That's,
wonder why.
That's not actually that surprising to me. I had a discussion with a few people. So.
Anyway, who was the winner, Matt?
The winner was Portal Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
Nice!
I for some reason, in my head, I was like, I could see Batman winning. But then I was like, but Elder Scrolls was, like, that was like, that's going to win. But I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if Batman won.
One thing that I noticed, that, like, in Skyrim, I just found this item. there's an homage to Notch, nice. You know, the creator of Minecraft. Oh, it's called Notched Pickaxe. You find it on top of the Throne of the World, and it's a pickaxe that raises your smithing. And I want to say it's just your smithing, which is your ability to create armor, which is something you do in Minecraft. But
Wouldn't that be great if Batman won Game of the Year and like, and here to accept the award is Batman.
I'd like to accept the award on the behalf of the developers of Batman Arkham City.
Just have Christian Bale. Yeah. I made this for you.
All the people there don't want to kill me. Neither for you. Elsa, where's Joker? Justice. This game gave me for justice. I like it.
And I just want to say that
I really like this game.
So yeah, that was the VGAs. Still completely out of touch with what actual people who play video games.
Surprised Samuel Jackson was the motherfucker.
Yeah. Anyway. Fuck it.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering what the what they were gonna pick for Game of the Year, but
I knew Uncharted wasn't gonna.
And then they had this guy from YouTube. Oh, what was his name? It was like Black something. He's a black guy.
Black Anaconda.
But no, his name is Black something. I forget. I didn't know who he was, but apparently he's got a kind of a following on YouTube. Basically, they just got him to completely sell out hardcore gamers and like apologized for ragging on the VGAs.
Really?
Yeah. So I wonder what kind of paycheck he got.
Nice. Way to stick to your guns. Black guy.
You owe Andy a BJ. He got the label off. Anyway, yeah, he completely sold out.
Oh, well. I was very impressed with some of the trailers, though, that came out of that. Like, the new Naughty Dog game. It's like an end-of-the-world thing, and the voice actors and the motion capture actors are like Hugh Jackman and Ellen Page.
Nice.
Yeah, the main character looks like Ellen Page. It's ridiculous.
Awesome.
And then Bioshock, Bioshock Infinite looked really cool. And then, what was the other big one they showed off?
Batman Arkham Universe.
No, supposedly that like when Joker got best actor or best character,
best
in
original
game,
character, or something.
He was holding up a portfolio that said Arkham World script.
Batman Arkham Joker. A book.
I'd be really impressed if they made a Justice League game. From DC Universe,
make it good.
Batman Arkham Justice League.
Justice. Justice League.
Everything Batman. Batman Justice. Justice.
Just us.
All right. Oh, jeez. That will do it for gaming news and the VGAs, which, again, we're just meh.
We should just call them the vagina A's. Never mind. Just go.
Ignore me.
Vagina A's.
That's four quarters.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to technology news.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
Guys, the ICM registry earlier this week released all the .xxx domain names.
I saw that.
I saw some commercials about that.
Yeah. And you know who bought up a ton? $3,000 worth, actually.
Who?
University of Kansas.
What?
Why?
To protect themselves, they bought things like KUgirls.xxx, KUnurses.xxx, so other people can't exploit their school. They're not going to use them, but they're going to buy them so other people can't have them.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
Yeah.
And actually, a lot of places, like the Associated Press, bought some too, and other universities, so you can pretty much make a parody website that's just porn.
Well, I feel like if you really, really got creative, like KU Midget Cheerleading Nurses. They probably didn't buy that one.
What about KUN? There you go.
Cun?
Yeah, KU Nurses.
Or cun. You could put KUM, KU Maids.
Oh, my God.
It would be cum. Cum.xxx.
Sure, I'm going to that right now.
But the porn industry is actually kind of against these .xxx domain names because they cost $100 per domain name.
Really? Wow.
Wow,
bucks.
That's like three registers.
What is that, like 300 then for that KU took up then? If they're 100, 300 times 100, it's 3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Wow, that's pricey. So are we going to get 3-hit combo podcast.xxx?
We could.
Oh, if all right. So I went to cum.xxx. This domain has been reserved from registration.
Mm.
So it's taken.
Mm. Freedom Pop is to offer free broadband to everybody.
How?
Nicholas Zennstrom, the co-founder of Skype and the owner of Atomico Investment Firm, has decided to invest the money into bringing broadband to the masses. He has an idea to bring free broadband access to everyone in America. To do this, he founded Freedom Pop and has just signed a deal with Light Squared for the service. The company plans to launch itself in 2012. In the last half of next year, Light Squared will bring up their 4G LTE network. Freedom Pop will then start turning on customers to the internet via mobile broadband and other advanced services.
So they're gonna go off of a 4G network.
Mm-hmm.
For free broadband.
For free broadband. So will they make money then? Probably. Like, you'll have to buy the hotspot or the little devices that plug in. Do you think?
You would basically. The plan is, if you have something that connects to the internet, you can connect to their internet.
But if
so, you don't have to buy anything from them.
But I'm just saying, like, if it's 4G, don't you need a special thing to hook up to the 4G?
If you have, well,
because I know
the broadband's supposed to work off of the 4G, so I believe it's supposed to be something like Wi-Fi.
Oh. All right, wow. I'm down. I'm in.
That's essentially going to save me like $40 a month.
Nice. I know Seattle, San Diego, some other West Coast, they have citywide Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I know, like, Memphis or Kansas City were considered for Google's, like.
I think Kansas City
like
got it.
Gigabyte per second citywide internet or something.
I think Kansas City Kansas got City it. City I thought it. I saw.
Road trip.
Yeah. We're going to go down and pirate so much.
But the first thing they want to do is actually bring internet to underserviced areas, so like that's rural areas.
That's nice of them.
And then they're going to try and expand it over the entire country.
Man.
Sweet. They're going like reverse.
Like, the government wanted to do that. So the government should just partner up with these dudes.
Yeah, the government do something for free in public.
Yeah,
that's what the government's supposed to do, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're going to get held up in Congress is going to hold it up forever. No, you should pay for things. Oh, no, why can't we have internet for everyone? It's a right, not a privilege.
Come on. And then SOPA will be like, yo, what up? Uppercut to the taint.
Speaking of which, the alternative to SOPA is open.
What?
Oh, is that the
Online Protection Enforcement of Digital Trade Act?
What's it do, Matt?
Basically, it's... And this is from Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon and Daryl Issa, a Republican from California. Remember, Wyden was the guy that was going to read everybody's names during the filibuster. Basically, the bill does not require service providers or search engines to take any action. In other words, the DNS system remains intact. So search engines and internet services are not required to take down infringing websites.
Cool.
So what does this bill do then?
They're defining targeted... The definition of targeted sites has been significantly narrowed to include those dedicated to infringing activity, which means websites that are considered malicious are ones that are dedicated to piracy. If someone were to post, like YouTube, if you go on YouTube and sing a pop song, well, YouTube's not devoted to piracy, so YouTube is not liable for anything.
All right. I could.
But you have, like, websites like the Pirate Bay and stuff that will... shut down.
And the International Trade Commission, an independent agency, would be tasked with investigating complaints from content owners. The ITC's process, one which is currently used in patent context, is transparent, quick, and effective. Both parties would have the opportunity to participate and record, and the record would be public.
Oh. I'm okay with it, I guess.
So basically, the goal is to not come down on everybody, but come down on websites that specifically... harbor pirates.
All right.
So.
It's a lot better than SOPA.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hell of a lot better than SOPA.
Yep.
SOPA would, like, destroy the internet.
Andy, you're going to love this next one.
Oh, great.
Andy, how much would you pay for an iPhone dock?
Is this iPhone dock made out of fucking gold?
No, it is not.
Is it made out of fucking diamonds?
But it is. It's ridiculous.
Dude, I'd pay, like... Now, what kind of dock are we saying? What would this thing do?
It has some of the best sound you'll ever hear out of an iPod
dock. Oh, so like an audio dock.
Yes, an audio dock.
I paid $80 for mine. That's as much as I would go.
$80?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to pay $30,000 for one?
Jesus.
Nope. Who makes this?
Behringer.
Oh,
the audio company out of stuff. Germany. Yeah.
They do make some good shit. They're like better than Bose.
They have made the iNuke Boom, which is an iPod dock.
Like? Oh, I have seen that. That thing's fucking huge.
Which
you
is an iPod dock.
Hold on.
That is 8 feet wide by 4 feet tall and weighs 700 pounds.
The iPhone is minuscule on this thing.
How many iPhones would you say that is equal to?
Dude, that's got to be 100, hundred or more.
Easy, 100 per side.
700 pounds? You need a forklift to move that thing.
Yeah.
Jeez. Hey, yeah, I think I'm going to have a concert. Who's playing? AC/DC. It's on my iPhone, and I have this big speaker, so I think we're set.
We're on up!
Now, you see, Behringer said that their goal is to provide musicians with high-quality equipment at an affordable price.
Dude, could you see
you get
like a DJ? You get a DJ for a school dance. He's like, all right, who's ready to rock?
Good.
He just sets it down. He's like, hold on. I got to turn my airplane mode on. Let's do this.
Let me wiki on this touch screen.
You will now all be deaf.
Yeah, seeing that just reminds me of the first scene of Back to the Future with the giant speaker and the guitar.
Yes, that
you're all alone on that one.
Yeah, it's only you. All right. But that will do it for technology news.
Are you guys ready? One.
Oh, I'm always ready.
Two. Three.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. First up. At the Hustler Club in the North Beach area of San Francisco, if you donate a toy for Christmas, you get a free beer or a lap dance.
Worth it.
Sweet.
Worth it. What? Child's toy or sexual toy?
Child's toy.
All right.
No, a sexual toy for Christmas.
I should have been like, are you fucking kidding me?
Pull your glasses off.
Yeah.
I feel like, that'd be worth it. Yeah. I mean, you know, swing by the dollar store, pick up like a six pack of those water guns. This is a toy, and this is a toy.
I was just going to say, come with
this
like.
This is a toy?
Come with just a fuckload of toys. You'd be like, let's do it.
Be like a lap dance. I wouldn't show up with that Behringer thing and be like, what will this get me?
Orgy.
And gonorrhea. All right, guys. Do either of you put up Christmas decorations on the outside of your house? Well, Skyler wouldn't be able to because he lives in an apartment. Do you hang Christmas decorations outside your window?
No.
Andy, what about you? Do you
have
a Christmas decoration?
Outside my window, no, but on the front of the house, we do.
Front of the house. Well, how would you feel if you spent thousands of dollars on Christmas decorations and some of them were stolen?
Well, first, I wouldn't spend thousands of dollars on Christmas decorations.
Well, Ingrid Alamanderez decorated her yard up in a grand style. She had hundreds of dollars worth of decorations. Now, they say hundreds of dollars worth, but later we find out that $500 worth, which was just a portion, was stolen, including Mickey Mouse on a horse, some hugging penguins, Snoopy on a doghouse. And
not
Santa-
Snoopy on a doghouse! No!
And Santa on a sled.
Oh, Santa on a sled, whatever.
So, I mean, her stuff is gone. I mean, it was stolen. She spotted her decorations in a yard a block from her house.
Wow. There's a saying I like to live by. It's, don't shit in your own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of applies in this situation.
And wouldn't you know it, this was out of Sweetwater, Florida.
Nice. Florida's always good for some good old stories.
Two women were arrested and charged with grand theft.
Oh, my God.
And to make a funny story sad, the decorations were originally purchased and set up by Alamandera's now deceased husband.
Oh.
Nice.
Hold on. Was she the kind of, I guess not kind of lady, but would she leave her things on like all year?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
She also had security cameras set up, so was able to see the people that took them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wasn't Toussaint Putty in Florida?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Toussaint.
We'll never forget you.
We should try to get an interview for him. Toussaint?
We gotta try to contact Toussaint and then
I'm working
Florence
on
Nightingale.
I'm working on her.
Florence Nightingale.
Yeah.
Elena Nightingale.
Yeah. Elena Nightingale.
I'm awesome. Working. I'm working on Elena. I have her LinkedIn profile. So
nice. All right, guys. Kimberly Crane is 48 years old and is a third and fourth grade school teacher. Mm-hmm. Probably a 3-4 class like I was in. Mm-hmm. Now, she invited some of those girls over to her house. Sound a little weird, right? Teacher inviting some girls from her class over to her house?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So they had they had pizza and had a tree trimming party. Tree trimming? Oh, yeah, you trim the tree. Okay, yeah, I get it. All
right.
I was thinking literally like cutting a tree.
No, like yeah. You think Christmas
no,
tree?
No, I get it now.
All right. Okay.
Then she dressed them up in holiday-themed underwear and took pictures in a video.
Yeah, it sounds like my grandma's house.
For the first time, this is not a dude doing this.
Dude, honestly, when it comes to teachers, it's quite often like
yeah, these females.
Creepy female teachers.
Do they have a picture of her?
Yes, they do. She's not that good looking.
Yep, she would definitely do it. Yeah.
Yep, I see her doing it. Now, you see, this was called apparently a panty party.
Yeah, they have those in college.
Yeah.
Not third and fourth grade.
See, what makes this a lot weirder is occasionally she would have her students in her class while teaching Skype with an unknown man who they called Uncle G.
Jesus Christ.
This is so fucked up. Where is this story out of?
This is out of Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Oh.
Road trip. Let's find her.
I used to live in that area.
Oh, really?
I lived in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and that's about... 30-minute drive away.
Police say she, in her early years, taught a troubled child named Skylar Joyce.
Dang
it. The experience traumatized her so much that she started these panty parties to get away from it all.
The Joyce twins. Fuck.
You well, caused this.
Now that they found me, I'm going to have to bounce.
But yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the Uncle G thing.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's more fucked up than the panty party, to be honest.
That's weird.
They're Skyping in class with a guy named Uncle G.
Like, you know how sometimes they'll create characters, like teachers will create characters?
Hey, Uncle G.
Yeah. Uncle G.
What happened to her?
Well, she was arrested she's in custody for child porn charges.
Good.
And they're investigating all the other things that were brought forward.
Got it. So... Thinking two bullets to the back of the head, buried somewhere in northern Alberta. What do you think?
You know what was served that day?
Justice. You just reminded me, Skylar, of something that I always notice. Like, when it comes to things like these, where usually it's like someone doing something bad to children, you don't disapprove more if you come up with like the worst death. Has anyone seen that on like Facebook? These charges will be brought up, and someone will be like, "I hope this guy rots in jail." And the next person's like, "No, I hope he rots in jail and gets raped every day." The next person's like, "No, I hope he rots in jail, gets raped every day, and gets paper cuts under all his fingers." It's like, okay, you all hate it. You're not.
You can paint like a really graphic scene, like, yeah, but instead of that shit, I hope it's lactic acid.
Yeah, it's like you can't win this one. There's nothing to be won.
Yeah.
Just because. I mean, you can come up with, like, the biggest way to disapprove of it doesn't mean you disapprove more.
Yeah.
Also, something about northern Alberta. There's no way you can actually drive up there. It's weird.
Really?
There's like, no... I don't know. I Google mapped Canada, and there's, like, two highways, and they just basically go from capital to capital of the provinces.
They're just in a plane. They're like, deuces.
Well, yeah, it's just one road. Like, there's that one episode of South Park, the one road in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually just one road in Canada. There's really no, like, highways or any highway system like that. It's all just one giant road.
Hmm.
It's really weird.
All right, guys. This next story.
Oh, jeez.
Is out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska.
Oh.
We got another one.
Yeah! Yes!
Woo!
Suck it, Florida.
This one does not help our state image, though.
Ah, shit. It's from Iowa, right? Yeah.
Plattsmouth, Iowa, yeah.
Iowa, the bad Nebraska.
Police have finally caught the ninja cow. It is a cow that has been loose since mid-September in Plattsmouth that no one has been able to catch. It would graze on lawns and then disappear into the night.
Justice.
They should call it bad cow then.
Justice.
I actually watched a video on the local news of people talking about the Ninja Cow before it was caught. This was earlier this week. Yeah. I watched this. And they were seriously talking about it like it was a fucking alien or something. Like, I saw the cow over here, and then I told my kids to go inside, and then when I looked back, the cow was gone.
Like it didn't just fucking walk around the corner. No.
That is... Yeah, that doesn't help us, but that's pretty damn funny.
Yeah, it also doesn't help that it took them 3 months to catch a cow. I could catch a cow in an hour, probably.
Maybe a flashlight.
Maybe
milk.
A net.
Yeah.
Just a flashlight net. Or a net and a trident. I never really got that combo when it came to like gladiators. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That might just be me.
Because you can't get out of the net?
I guess. I just don't understand. Like, why not a sword? Why does it have to be a net and a trident?
I don't know.
All right.
Let's ask a gladiator.
Andy.
Where's Russell Crowe when we need him?
Damn it. I was just going to be like, I get all my stuff from Russell Crowe.
Fighting around the world.
Making movies. What is it?
Yeah, it was like,
making movies, making songs, fighting around the world.
What do you call this tugboat? Tuggy? Or
Tugga.
Tugga.
Tugga! No!
Tugga shot himself.
All right. A lady from Centerville, Utah was charged after urging her husband to shoot their neighbor. This is from Anal.
Oh, yeah. I did send you this. I remember seeing this.
Apparently, the neighbor's offense was telepathically raping her.
Nice.
This was one of the... I read this, went, Jesus.
And both their mugshots are fucking hilarious.
Let me double check.
Yeah.
Come look at this.
I think that's why I sent you it, actually. I was like, this is hilarious. But they look like the kind of people that would do this.
Yeah, they look methed out. The funny thing is, her mugshot looks like the not bad picture.
Yeah.
Where she's like, yeah, not bad.
She's like, yeah, she's doing like a little, and the other guy is just going like,
yeah.
Ugh.
He's like surprised. Like something happened on the camera when it was like, or just off to the side of the camera. Like someone flashed him.
The cop's like, fuck you. And he's like, huh?
Or like Ninja Cow showed up. He's just like,
huh? Because that's what he looks like.
He looks like genuinely surprised.
He does. He looks genuinely surprised, and he's looking just off center. Like Ninja Cow was coming to snap the guy's neck that was taking the picture. He's like, oh. Like, oh, look out. No.
He's telepathically raping you.
But the man, Tony Pierce, was shot multiple times, but is recovering at home now.
Oh, man, I thought the evil was vanquished. Never mind.
Yeah.
So he can telepathically rape again.
It never stops.
But
I'm surprised that they knew a word that big. Telepathic.
He was ghost raping her.
Rape ghost.
But, yeah, so she was sentenced for telling him to go for it. He's also a man who was charged in 1990 with child endangerment, I believe it was. So he wasn't allowed... Oh, no. Sex conviction involving a child.
Oh, all right.
So he wasn't... He pleaded guilty, but mentally ill, to an amended charge of sexual abuse of a child. He is not allowed to own a firearm, which now he's in trouble for owning a firearm.
There you go.
Because he's an upstanding citizen of the United States.
Hey, he looks like a winner.
Yeah, he does.
You, everyone should check out this link. Can we still put links up on Facebook in the discussion?
Not in the comments, but I guess I can post them on the wall.
Yeah.
That just seems like it'd be a lot.
Fucking Facebook.
I know. Dude, the comments were perfect. And not only that, but like...
The discussions.
Yes, the discussions. Yes, but not only that, but they got rid of all the old ones too, so now I can't go back.
Because Mark Zuckerberg knows what's good for us.
Yeah. So I'll go to Google Plus.
There was a meme-based thing.
Ruffy believes in this company.
I believe in Google Plus.
There was a meme-based thing where it said, like, nothing's wrong, changes it anyway, and it was a picture of Facebook, and then someone put, or it was a picture of YouTube, and someone put Facebook underneath it and said, bitch, please.
I like YouTube's new layout.
It doesn't matter to me. It looks nice.
It's
kind of
just making it more of a social networking site. Like, yeah. I feel like they're trying to, and like, because it's so compatible with Google Plus, I feel like they're trying to use all of their YouTube users, like, to snowball that into Google Plus.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, I mean, anyone who's got a Gmail has a Google Plus, basically.
Yeah.
Google just needs them to be like, hey, click this button.
Mm-hmm. Click this right here.
But that will do it for news. podcast. Kind of a quick one.
Yeah. That's right. We have amazing things coming up for you guys.
We spent a big chunk of time doing the special, which I hope you guys all know how much effort we put into it. And it was for you.
Yeah.
We say it like, hope you guys enjoy it.
Dick holes. Listening to the things we worked on.
Yeah. Fucking whatever.
Let's face it. By the time we hit this point in the podcast, a lot of people have already bailed because we're a little too long.
I don't think our podcast is too long. Our podcast is like about the same as every other podcast I listen to.
Yeah.
Lengthwise.
I can't listen to 2-hour ones. I give up at an hour.
No, I usually listen to about hour long podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know. Just a lot of people I talk to, they say that like, yeah, there was some really funny parts, but I kind of just skipped around because it was long.
You know, you can hit pause and come back another time and finish listening to it.
Apparently not.
Because people, I've had people say that occasionally to me, like, yeah, I listened to your podcast, but it was really long. I'm like, you don't have to just sit down and look at the audio bars while you're...
What I do is I put my headphones in, listen to us,
Equalizer.
And do my laundry.
Yeah,
clean my room.
What I usually do is I put it
on my dock.
Yeah, it's usually on my phone or something like that, and I listen to it.
Yeah,
I don't really listen to us religiously. So.
It's like you never hear that with TV shows. Like someone's like, "Yeah, I sat down and watched MythBusters, but man, it was like an hour long."
I can't wait for
ridiculous.
That episode where they shoot the cannon into the van.
Oh,
I cannot wait for that episode. Did you hear about that?
What are they trying to do?
MythBusters, they were doing a cannon myth, and the cannon was arched a little too much up, and it shot and, like, grazed off a hill and went into a woman's van by accident.
Got it.
Yeah. So I can't wait for that episode.
Yeah. But another good thing next week is we won't have blown our wad early, so we should have energy for the actual podcast.
Yeah, I'll get to sleep till, like, 5.
Instead of these...
Oh, wait, no. I'll be here at 5. Ha! I'll be good.
But we won't be recording anything beforehand.
Yeah, I'll be good.
So we'll be able to save our energy for the actual podcast.
Ha!
Unlike the last 3 weeks where we get done recording, we're like, we recorded for so long, and then we're like, oh, we still have to do a podcast.
Shit. Oh, shit, man.
Shit, man.
That is a preview.
A little teaser for you for the Christmas special.
He's such a badass.
Anyway, remember to follow us on Facebook because you'll be plugged in with our holiday spectacular.
All right. Yeah. And then remember, hand banana.
Mm-hmm.
Hand banana.
Remember, if you watch the stream, hand banana.
There you go.
Yeah. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. I've said it a million times, so I'm sure you know what it is by now. All right, fine. PC stands for podcast. It's the number 3. You can also email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Remember to check out our stream, twitch.tv/3hitcombo.
Is it twitch.tv or Twitch TV?
Twitch.tv.
Okay, got it.
Twitch.tv/3hitcombo. So, for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt signing out. The top of 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 the top of